Welcome back to Web Wealth Warriors. You know, AI agencies are everywhere these days. Seems like they're popping up everywhere, and everyone's wondering, are they the next big startup gold rush? By the end of this deep dive, you'll have a way better idea of what an AI agency actually does. You'll also learn why they're so different from other AI businesses, and if starting one is the right move for you.
You know what's really interesting about all this is the timing. It's not just about the AI itself, it's about being in the right spot at the right time. Like, think back to the early internet days. Remember all those people who jumped on that website building craze early?
Yeah.
They made bank. And we're kind of at that same point with AI, where businesses are finally starting to see what it can do, and they're scrambling to find experts to show them the ropes.
So let's say you're totally new to this whole thing. Where do you even start? Like, what does an AI agency even do?
That's the million-dollar question and where most people get stuck. Actually, there are a bunch of different types of AI businesses popping up right now. Each one's got its own thing going on. You've got AI influencers. They're all about building a following and explaining AI to everyone. Then there's AI consultants. They give advice and strategy to businesses that are like, whoa, what do we do with this AI stuff? And then you've got the builders, the ones actually making AI software and tools.
So where do AI agencies fit in with all of that?
They're the ones bridging the gap between the tech itself and actually using it. Think of them as like the architects of the AI world. They take these powerful tools and create solutions to solve real business problems.
So they're not just talking about AI or building the tools. They're actually using it to help businesses be more efficient, more profitable, more awesome.
Exactly. And that's why they're so valuable right now. They've got the hands-on experience. They know how to take a problem a business is facing and turn it into an AI-powered solution.
Okay. I'm starting to see why everyone's so excited about this.
Yeah.
But let's be real for a sec. Do you need to be a coding whiz to make this work?
You know, that's one of the coolest things about this whole AI agency boom. You don't need a computer science degree to get started. There are tons of amazing no-code and low-code AI tools out there. With these tools, you can build some pretty sophisticated stuff without writing a single line of code.
Wait, so you're saying I could build like an AI chatbot or automate my marketing without knowing how to code?
Absolutely. These no-code tools are really opening up the AI world to anyone with the right skills and the drive to learn.
Okay, this is starting to sound pretty interesting. So let's break it down a bit more. Let's say I want to start my own AI agency. What are the must-have skills I need to master?
There are three main areas you'll want to focus on. First, you got to understand the basics of AI. Like, how can it be used to solve business problems? Now, this doesn't mean you need to become a data scientist overnight, but you need to get a good handle on the core concepts.
So kind of like AI 101, get comfortable with the lingo, the different types of AI, things like that.
Exactly. Now, the second skill you'll want to nail is prompt engineering. This is the art of writing really effective instructions for AI models like ChatGPT. It's kind of like learning to speak the language of AI so you can clearly tell it what you want it to do.
So it's more than just typing a question into ChatGPT. There's a real skill to getting the AI to actually do what you want.
You got it. The better you are at crafting prompts, the more powerful and precise your AI solutions will be. And the good news is there are tons of resources and communities out there where you can learn and practice this.
Okay, so we've got the AI basics and prompt engineering down. What's the third piece of the puzzle?
That's where you choose your tools. And this is where those no-code and low-code platforms come in. You will want to get familiar with different tools and how they can be used to build different types of AI solutions.
So it's like building a toolkit. But instead of hammers and screwdrivers, it's AI-powered chatbots and automation platforms.
Exactly. And what's great about these no-code tools is that they let you test out ideas quickly without needing to hire a bunch of developers. It's a great way to try things out and get real-world experience.
Yeah, it's like having a whole team of AI experts working for you, but virtually. And as you get better with these tools, you can start exploring more advanced stuff like AI libraries and frameworks.
Okay, hold on. You're losing me a bit there. What are those advanced libraries, and why would I need them if I'm already using no-code tools?
Good question. It's like this. No-code tools are awesome for building the main parts of your AI solutions. Think of it like having pre-made Lego blocks you just snap together. But what happens when you need a special piece, something totally unique that you can't find in your regular Lego set? That's where those advanced libraries come in. They let you create super customized AI models and even connect them with other systems.
So it's like leveling up your AI game. You start with the no-code tools to get the basics, then you dive into those libraries to build more specialized and powerful stuff. Bingo! And don't worry, you don't need to become a coding master overnight. There are tons of resources and tutorials out there to help you learn this advanced stuff at your own pace. The key is to have a really strong understanding of the basics first.
Gotcha. Okay, so let's say I've got my AI toolkit all set up. I'm feeling confident. I'm ready to launch my agency. Now, where do I find my first client? Do I just make a website and cross my fingers?
A website's a good start, but getting those first few clients is all about showing what you know and building trust. Don't forget, businesses are still a little unsure about AI. They got to see how it'll benefit them, how it'll actually work for their business.
So how do you convince them? What's the best way to build up that credibility when you're just starting out?
One of the best strategies is to start with free clients.
Way free?
Yep. Think about it. Right now, there are a ton of businesses out there who are curious about AI, but they have no clue where to begin. They're searching for someone to guide them, someone to help them dip their toes in the AI pool without risking a ton of money.
So I can offer my services for free to get some experience to build my portfolio and get some testimonials.
Exactly. And the best part is you can find these potential clients everywhere. Online business communities, social media platforms, even people you already know. Everyone's talking about AI, asking questions, looking for help.
Okay. I like where this is going. So I find a few free clients. I do my thing. They're happy with the results. What's next? How do I go from free to getting paid?
That's where the magic of niching down comes in. You've probably heard this a million times in the online business world, but it's super important for AI agencies.
Okay, break it down for me. Why is niching down so crucial in the AI world?
Let's say you're an AI agency that does it all. Chatbots, marketing, automation, data analysis, everything. You might attract a bunch of different clients, but you'll probably have a tough time standing out.
Because you're trying to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. But imagine this. You're an AI agency that specializes in helping e-commerce businesses improve their product recommendations using AI. Now, you're not just any AI agency. You're the expert for e-commerce businesses that want to boost sales with AI-powered recommendations.
So by focusing on a niche, I become more specialized, more valuable to a specific group of clients.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. When you focus on a niche, you can create repeatable processes and systems. That means your work becomes more streamlined and you can scale your business faster.
So instead of starting from scratch for every client, I can create a framework and adapt it for different businesses in the same niche.
You got it. It's all about having a system for your AI agency.
All right, so I've found my niche. I've got some experience. Now let's talk about the good stuff, making money. What are some good pricing strategies for AI agencies?
When it comes to pricing, there are a couple ways to go about it. One option is to charge an hourly rate for your time. This is pretty simple, especially if you're doing most of the work yourself.
That makes sense. But what if I end up with more clients than I can handle on my own? Do I just raise my hourly rate?
You could, but you might end up pricing yourself out of the market, especially if you're still new to this. A better approach is to hire a developer to help you with the tech side of things.
Okay, but how do I price my services if I'm paying someone else to do the work?
That's where cost plus pricing comes in. Let's say you hire a developer for $50 an hour, and you figure a project will take about 20 hours. That means your developer cost is $1,000.
So I'm down $1,000 before I even start the project.
Not quite. With cost plus pricing, you take that cost and you mark it up by a certain percentage, usually 2 to 3 times the developer's rate.
So I charge the client somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 for the project.
Got it. This covers the developer your product management time and makes sure you're making a profit.
Okay. I'm starting to see how this can be a really profitable business model, but it's also clear that there's a lot involved.
There is, but that's what makes it exciting. Building an AI agency isn't for everyone. It takes dedication, a willingness to learn, and a passion for solving problems.
So what's the most important thing for someone who wants to start an AI agency to keep in mind?
I'd say the most important thing is to focus on delivering real value to your clients. Don't get caught up in all the hype or try to oversell what AI can do. Understand what your client needs, find the right AI solutions for their problems, and always try to go above and beyond.
It's all about building trust and relationships, just like any other business.
Yeah.
It really is like any business. You got to build those solid relationships. But this AI world moves so fast. How do you keep up? It feels like there's a new AI tool or some big breakthrough every other day.
You're not wrong. It's crucial to stay updated, but it doesn't have to be overwhelming. One of the best ways to keep learning is to join AI communities and online forums. People are sharing so much knowledge there. Plus, you can connect with other people who are into AI. You can bounce ideas off each other and get help when you need it.
Like having a whole network of AI mentors and collaborators. Just a click away.
Exactly. And don't be scared to experiment. AI is always changing, so it's super important to be curious and try new things. Check out different AI tools, play around with new techniques, and never stop learning.
It's like a never-ending journey of discovery and getting better.
It really is. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. There are tons of resources out there to help you on your journey. Online courses, tutorials, blog posts, you name it. The information's all there. You just got to be proactive and find it.
So true. We've covered a lot today. From the different AI businesses to the skills you need to succeed. We even talked about pricing and how important it is to find your niche. So what's the one thing you want our Web Wealth Warriors to remember?
If you're looking for a business opportunity with tons of potential AI agencies or IP, this is just the beginning of a massive shift. And if you get in early and become the go-to expert, you have a real chance to build something amazing.
It's like being a pioneer in this new world, the AI frontier.
Exactly. And just like those pioneers, the ones who were brave enough to face the challenges, learn from their mistakes, and never give up on your vision, they'll be the ones who succeed.
So to all our listeners out there who are feeling that entrepreneurial spirit, who are excited about AI, what would you say to them?
Go for it. Don't let fear or doubt stop you. The AI revolution is happening, and there's never been a better time to be a part of it.
Wow. This has been an incredible deep dive into AI agencies. We've learned so much and hopefully inspired some of you to take that leap and explore this exciting new frontier.
Remember, the future of AI is being shaped right now, and you can be a part of it.
If you're ready to get started, head over to Web Wealth Warriors. We've got more resources, guides, and a supportive community to help you on your AI agency journey.
And don't forget to hit that like button and share this with anyone who needs a little AI inspiration. Let's help everyone build their AI empires.
Until next time, keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible with AI. See you on the next deep dive.